Mr. Maskey, I'm going to ask your indulgence. I'd like to go to item number 20. Director has to be somewhere at a particular time, so thank you very much. Director Ledger, Mr. Hodson. Yes, please.
Number 20 is from the Department of Family Care, requesting authorization to abolish one marketing coordinator position and create one assistant director of family care position to the Department of Family Care. This will also go through the personnel and into the Department of Administrative Services and Human Resources.
Please identify yourselves.
Thank you. My name is Maria Ledger. I'm the director of the Department of Family Care. With me is Jim Hodson, our chief financial officer. Chairman Johnson and members of the committee, thank you so much for moving our item up. I have a follow-up doctor's appointment, so which I don't want to miss because I'm getting quite weary of putting around with all these accoutrements. So thank you for your indulgence. What you have before you is a request to abolish one position within the department upon the creation of another, to abolish the marketing coordinator position upon the creation and filling of an assistant director for the department. Any questions? Anything I can...
Is the incumbent pleased with such a move?
I believe so, yeah. Just by way of background, when the Department of Family Care was created and split off from the Department on Aging, at that time the organizational structure was, there was a department head and then an assistant director to oversight family care. Upon the creation of family care as a separate department, this would be our first and only assistant director within the department. So that's the necessity for having a position here who can report to the board and to our own internal board in my absence.
I'm a member of the Department of Family Care Governing Board, so I ask that kind of in jest. I know she works very hard. Supervisor Jersey.
Will this assistant director, is this a position you're creating to largely attend to the expanded territory of Christina Kenosha as we expand family care down there?
Chairman Johnson and Supervisor Jersey. That is not the primary rationale for this. As I said, when it was formed, there is no assistant director at all within the structure. There isn't anyone with authority to sign off and appear before this body and the other committees of the boards of supervisors to attend to the daily county business.
Just you.
just me. And to be perfectly honest, the question was posed, what have we been doing up until this point? And up until this point, I don't take any time off at all. So this position will continue to oversight the marketing, both in Milwaukee and in fairness in Racine Kenosha, but there are other staff. This position will be supervising strictly within the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care. And other responsibilities that they will be taking on for this department, for this geographic area.
I mean, previously we had this position of a director of family care with Ms. Ledger, mm-hmm. obviously being the director, reporting to the board and him and those staff. Mm-hmm. I think the job has gotten much larger, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And that therein lies the need for this assistant director. I don't want to be impolite here, but I quite frankly think that was quite an answer that talked around the question. And I continue to be concerned that these kinds of costs are impacting other kinds of issues that previously had been here from Milwaukee County. I continue to be very concerned about the direction we're going here. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've questioned you on a number of occasions on the marketing in the past, and I don't think this board, nor am I interested in micromanaging your department. I think when departments come to us and need to move things around to be more efficient and to get positions done, we go along with that, but we get criticized if we don't look at things. So I think we need to, unfortunately. So I'm certainly, and especially almost all these occasions, no tax levy as in this one, correct?
Correct.
So you know, from a finance perspective, I don't have any concerns then either, really. The little concern I have is this, and I think you answered with the assistant then, is that you've spoken to before, and I've asked you before, the importance of competition and the marketing aspect. So, and you told different things you're doing, so maybe for my edification, you might just mention where we are in that, and this doesn't hurt our marketing mm-hmm. efforts. That would be my only concern. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman Johnson, Supervisor Schmidt, as you travel about the county, you will hopefully have seen the billboards, the bus stop kiosks, the buses. We also do a great deal of public outreach and information, sponsorship of conferences. We're involved with the Independence First Power Dinner. So there's all of those pieces that this position oversights so that we have a presence within the community, that the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care is visible both within services to older adults as well as to people with disabilities. We have a very strong commitment to those initiatives regarding persons with disabilities and self-directed supports. So a lot of what we are currently doing is continuing, especially now that the caps on enrollment have been lifted and people are once again free to enter the program as they need to. We're back into a position of those people, since there are no, you know, one waiting list is clearing. Well, they're both going to be extinguished in fairly short order. People are, again, in a position to make a choice between what service they want and then who they want to provide that service. So we want to make sure that people really understand that distinction of what makes Milwaukee County Department of Family Care very different. So all of the marketing initiatives, the conference sponsorships, the outreach and information and the marketing. And I'm also very happy to give you a copy of our state-approved marketing plan. We have to submit one to the state on an annual basis so that they're comfortable with what all of the ACOs are doing, so that may give you more detail than I can at this moment. But we are very, very cognizant of the fact that now that the caps are lifted, we really want to make sure that people understand what a good choice it is to enroll in the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care.
Just a quick follow-up. I just wanted to say thank you that usually your part, I hope it's not agendized, but it's I think still within about numbers and I mean, I wish we were the sole source. I think everybody does. I mean, you've
Me too.
Proven that you were the best at this and the rates we did and the service we gave, but it wasn't to be the state against us. Didn't decide that wasn't the way to go. But we'll keep fighting that, I hope. But do our numbers show that, you know, the marketing efforts are have a positive response here?
Chairman Johnson, Supervisor Schmidt, since the lifting of the caps, I've got a brief verbal report from our operations manager actually just yesterday in terms of the number of people opting into this managed care program as opposed to other MCOs or other options. And I think the numbers of enrollees into this program was fairly significant versus those that are going into the other MCO. So I think that's very positive. It's obviously due so much to our marketing and also the fact that we provide very high quality services to our members. So we have been successful in making sure that we have enough of a population that we can continue to maintain the program successfully.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a resolution.
Move approval,
Any further comments, questions, concerns of either Director Ledger or Mr. Hodson? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on item number 20?
On approval, Supervisors Cullen?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Level West?
Excused.
Jersey?
No.
Oz?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 5-1.
Thank you again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And thank you again for your flexibility.
Thank you. Item number 8.